Dear friends, I have great pleasure in addressing you on this evening, the day which is considered most sacred amongst the Christians. This day we are celebrating just in sweet remembrance of the Christ who appeared at the pole of Jesus. Thousands of other men are born daily in all countries, in all towns, but nobody ever remembers who was born and who was dead. But in the case of masters who come from time to time, their day of birth and other events of their life are celebrated for the purpose just to revive the teachings they gave, to awaken the child humanity. You see, the masters who came in the past can be numbered on fingers. But other millions and billions and trillions of even have been born and dead, nobody knows who came and who went away. So many kings came in, you know? So many other social heads, other people. Why do we celebrate the day, the birth, other events of the masters who came from time to time? So, in the case of Christ, he was born as Jesus. Jesus was the human pole at which Christ's power manifested. Christ's power never dies. And once that power takes possession of us or takes us under his care, he does not leave us. We find in the words of Christ, "I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world." Last time in 1955, when I came here, people asked me, when is Christ returning? Then I asked them, has he ever left you? And I quoted them these very words. He said, "I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world." If he had not left us, then where the question of coming back arises? I am talking only from a common sense point of view. The reason why we ask for these things, perhaps we have not gone into the mystery of Christ. What was Christ? You see, that God power appears from time to time at the poles of the human poles to guide the child humanity. They give them a way back to God. Who can give us a way back to God? That's the question. No son of man can do it. It is God alone who can lead us to God or give a contact with God. He has got no equal, no brother, no father, no mother. And that God resides in every heart. Then you will have to say, if anybody finds out the way back to God or leads us to God, or who at times refers himself to me as I and my Father are one, I am the light, I am the way, who can be he? Have you ever considered all that? In his lifetime, the little we see that we have got before us, because all his life is not found. But what we have got in his teachings, we find, if you come, follow me, you have light. And all masters tell us that the masters who come, they are all children of light. They are all sons of God. Whoever follows the God in them, now let me clarify more, whoever follows the God in them, they meet God, they are given a contact with God. So, as I told you, masters have been coming from time to time. They apparently, outwardly, to all intents and purposes, they appear to be men. They are not born the same way, outer construction the same, inner the same. What is the difference between such a personality and the average man? That he is conscious worker of the divine plan. He sees it is the Father working through me. Simon Austin, who you are? He asked people that, who do you know who I am? And he said, everybody said, some said, you are the son of carpenter, such and such, so many things go on. And Simon said, you are the son of the living God. Then he told him, no earthly power has given you that to say those words. It is the God who has made you to say all that. Then again, people ask him, you always refer about your Father. It would suffice if you show us your Father someday. And what did he say? He grew indignant over it. He said, I'm sorry, I've been so long amidst you, you never saw that it was Father working through me. Whatever works I did, it was at the inspiration of Father. Then he went so far to say, who has seen me has seen my Father. Who would like to see Father, they must come through Son. I'm quoting this to you only, not exact, I mean word for word from the Bible, but the purpose thereof. So what it meant, you see, he said, I and my Father are one. And I told you such that Christ is the God power or Guru power, what is called, which appeared as the Son of Man called Jesus. I was giving a talk in the Unity Temple, and when I gave out these thoughts, then he asked them, what is your opinion? And here their opinion. I am simply quoting, not that I am doubtful about it, but only that men are coming round, they are awakening to the truth. What he said? Who is Jesus Christ? God's Son made manifest to man to teach man and show the way and the truth and the life. He came to show man how the Father would live if we were a man. He was God in man. Then he says, Jesus was the transcendent incarnation of God. Transcendent incarnation of God. Then he says, What is the difference between Jesus and Christ? Christ existed long before Jesus. Jesus is the man born who perfectly manifested the Christ in him. The Christ is the divine side of this God-man. Jesus, the human, existed long before his birth. You follow? Where Christ power or God power or the Guru power is the same. That God power manifests as human form to meet with the demands of his children, those who feel hungry for him, those who feel thirsty for him. There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Demand and supply is the law of nature. Where fire burns, where oxygen comes to help. So, as a man in whose heart there is hunger for God, that God manifests at some human pole to guide the child humanity. Son knows the Father and others whom the Son reveals. So I told you this Christ power existed ever since the world began. That was manifested from time to time at the human poles of the various masters. How can we recognize this fact? Just go and find out by parallel study of religions, you will find the same teaching given by them and the same assertions made by them. Somebody asked me in my last visit here, Christ is the highest. I told him, I have great regard for him. That's all right. But if other masters also utter the same words, how will you take them? He said, because he said, I and my Father are one. That's right. Then I quoted about four or five other masters who said the same thing in their own language. Guru Arjan says, Son and Father have been died in the same kagar. Then he says, well, Father and Son have taken up the same business. Then tenth Guru says, God ordered me, go, I just make you my son, guide the child of humanity. And so many others too. This is only to show that Christ did live even before he entered the sinless body of his mother. So we have regard for that Christ power that existed before and after continues, sunset continues. And that power lies in every heart. But that is latent. When any human pole at which that power is manifest meets us, as I told you before, who can give you a contact with God? No son of man can do it except the manifested God power in any human pole. When you come across to them, they have the competency to raise our soul from the bondage of mind and outgoing faculties to give you a contact with him. So we have regard for all human poles that with that Christ power works from time to time. It is a blessed day that we have just gathered here particularly on a day which is celebrated as the Christmas Day. Well, what is the purpose of celebration such birthdays? We should understand what teachings they gave us. We have to revise those teachings. We have to see whether we are following those teachings which they came from time to time. Blessed we are. We are proud of them. Question arises, are they proud of us? true celebration of a great man's birthday is just to understand the teachings what they gave and live up to them. And what he said, you see, he said, I live. You see? Because I live, ye shall live also. He is able to give you ever and everlasting life. You know, Christ referred himself something in the Bible, in the scriptures, whatever record we have got. He says, I am the bread of life. This bread of life has come down from heaven. Whoever partakes of it has everlasting life. God is light, God is life, God is love. So what was the bread of life he gave? Then again he went to a well to have a draught of water. He asked for a Samaritan lady over there who was carrying a pitcher of water over her head and asked her to give water to drink. And she, out of inferiority complex, said, well, you people have no connection with us, Samaritans, why are you asking for water from us? Then said, had she known who it was who was asking for water, she would have given it. But did she come to me, I would have given him the living water of life, by drinking which this water which she carries quenches thirst for a while. Again, 1930. If had she come to me, I would have given her the living water of life which once drunk would never thirst again. Let us go a little further into it. Who was Christ? Blessed is the human power at which it appeared. He behaved like a man, he behaved like a god. He never proved that he came down direct and he is very much sweeter. He behaved like a man, average man. And the greatness lies in his fact, in his case, that he behaved both ways, as a man and a god, a him. Then he referred about his own self, who he was. Then, Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And what is Word? And Word is defined as all heavens are made by the Word. Then it is said in St. John, in the beginning was the Word, and Word was with God, and Word was God. And that is the cause of all creation. Then the Father said, thy word is settled in heaven. That is what he referred to. This bread of life has come from heaven. Then Father is saying, what is that word? What is the outer manifestation of the word which was personified, which was made flesh in the human soul of Jesus? He said, Word is a lamp to my feet and light on my path. Then expressly he said, I am the light. You follow now how great he was? He was that God power manifested in human form. We are greatly part regard for the human pole at which he manifested, but he always differentiated between Son of Man and the God Father in him. This is no peculiarity in the case of Christ, but all other masters, like Guru Nanak, Kabir and others, they also brought forth the same thing in their own language, of course. because we are not aware with the teachings of the other masters, we think perhaps this is the only truth, where truth is one. Truth is clothed in light. Truth is the harmony in the music of all harmonies. And all masters who came in the past, they refer to it. They said, word were these very words, which I quoted to you, word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. We find in the six scriptures another two. They say the word was personified in human form. And he guided and gave a contact to the embodied souls back to God. So I have respect for all such like human forms at which that Christ power works from time to time. Now what teachings they gave us? You'll find very peculiar teachings he gave. He said, first of all, the highest aim of a man's life is God first and world next. Are we following it? That's the point. We say world first and God next. And we have faith in God only so far as we get worldly things from Him. And sometimes we do not have those things for some reason or other. Well, our faith is broken. Then further they said what? Except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And then he said, kingdom of God cannot be had by observation. It is within you. By observation means by ways which are related to the outgoing faculties. God is spirit and we can pray God in spirit alone. God resides not in temples made with, by the hand of man. Then what is the God-made temple? This is the man body. Then within that he says, I live and you shall live forever. He did not refer to the outer son of man he had, the body. I live and he shall remain forever. Because his life is light. And the way back to God is love. This subject I took up last night. God made man after his own image. God is all consciousness, light, and we are also children of light. We are conscious entities, environed by mind and matter, and we are just kept in the body. That power is the controlling power. So long as that power is there, we are working in the body. When that power is down, we have to leave the body. That very power is controlling all the universe. When that power is just withdrawn from there, dissolution, grand dissolution sets in. So, there is a maker of this universe. It did not come just about by itself. But mind that the maker himself is unchangeable permanence. But the world created by him is changing, being made of matter. This subject I took up last night. So best way to just celebrate the Christmas day would be, I would say, we must celebrate these lives of great men daily, with every breath. We don't miss or forget the lesson, the teachings they gave us. We should live up to them daily, in our daily lives. We should see the same Christ power in us, it is there, in everybody. That is to be developed. fully help given by where he manifests, called by any name you like. So what he said, kingdom of God can only be had by just entering within this man body, which is the true temple of God. God is the controlling power keeping us in the body. And he told them, so long as we are in the body, we are identified with the body and outside things. We have forgotten our own self. We are under a grand delusion. This subject I took up last night. How to be out of this delusion? He gave out, learn to die so that you may begin to live. You have to rise above body consciousness. The attention, which is the outward expression of our soul, is diffused in the world through the outgoing faculties. First we have to withdraw that within, and then rise above body consciousness, above the senses. Only then we can come out of the grand delusion that we are having, that we are the man body, not the indweller of the man body. We can come out of the ignorance that some higher power is keeping us in the body. And about that I referred to you last night by giving references to all, from all other masters too. Learn to die so that you begin to live. What happens at the time of death? The life with dolls from the feet comes up to the back of the eyes. Then the dolls soon comes. Now you learn how to rise above the senses, with down from outside first, then with down at the back of the eye, which is the seat of the soul in the body, your inner eye is open. You see the light of God. That light of God was personified, which is called by Christ power or Guru power or the Master power. So for that he gave out, except you be born and young, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. To be born and young, Nicodemus came up. He said, Lord, I am an old man. How can he enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? And he told him, well, flesh is born of the flesh and spirit of the spirit. First birth we have got in the man body. The second birth when we born in you into the beyond, when we learn to die. This is birth called the birth in Christ, or birth in Guru power, or birth in God. You must live and die in God power. You must be born in Christ, in the Guru power and in God power. By simply taking the outward badges of certain schools of thought, or performing certain rites and rituals, does not make you to be born in Christ. That is preparation of the ground for being born in Christ. And that you can have only if you take cross daily. What is cross? Have you ever considered all that? Man body is the cross, this is the cross. Why not? I am very happy to learn today in papers, our Pope Paul just having a trip to Jerusalem, place of pilgrimage of Jesus. As I told you before, thousands of people born in a town, nobody knows who came and went. When such a God power manifested at any human pole, which was came born in some country, some station, that place becomes the place of pilgrimage for our soul. So Jerusalem is the place of pilgrimage for all Christians. And perhaps Pope Paul is the first man to go over to Jerusalem to have that memory revived. The paper I read today, He says he will go down there and take a wooden cross over his shoulders and walk on the ground where Christ walks on there. These things go to remind us of the great personality who came in the world to guide the child of humanity. Prophet Muhammad was born in Mecca and Medina. That's the place of worship, of pilgrimage for all Mohammedan world. Why? There are thousands of others born there because Prophet Muhammad was born there. Buddha was born at some place, all Buddhist places, place of pilgrim over there. Similar, all the masters who came, wherever they were born, we have respect for those places. That when we go there, that reminds us of the coming of that master someday when he came in the past, and just bow down our heads in all respect and try to just learn those lessons he gave. So best way, as I told you, these things later on come as a social functions, excuse me if I say. They give gifts to one or the other between themselves, where true way of celebrating any great man's life is to understand the teaching of the Master that day, is to understand him, what he was and what he taught, and just revive that lesson and try to live up to that. He clearly said, Son knows the Father and others whom the Son reveals. That Son is the light of God. That exists forever. So, sonship continues. The whole thing that I have to put before you is that Christ lived and after the man body of Jesus at whose fold he appeared. And that is resides in every heart. How we can find him there, you see. That's the point, they say, for that, who has to realize him? It is, he cannot be realized by mere feelings, by mere emotions, by mere drawing inferences, by intellectual wrestling to come to some conclusion. It is a matter of seeing. Oh, God is light. Christ said, I am the light. Can you see light? Yes, he said. I am the light of the body. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. How the two eyes can become single? This is a practical question. When that eye is opened, that is within each man. Even the blind men who have got no eyes on their faces, they are also that single eye, but that is closed. So we can see him, see the God in action power, which is light, which is called Christ. If our eyes become single, or shut, we shut the doors of the temple of the body, we will see the light of heaven. When our eye becomes single by shutting the doors of the temple of the body, then what are the doors of the body? They are the two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, mouth, and other genital organs. Our attention is just diffused through these to the outside world. Identified with them, we have to withdraw our attention from outside, enter within the laboratory of the man body, which is the true temple of God, and rise at the back of the eyes, which is the seat of the soul in the body. There lies the tenth door, where I become single, where you find the light of God. There you see the Christ. So this is what I mean to say, our celebration would count truly if we now first understand who he was and further what he taught, we live up to that. Then further what he said? He said, you must have bread of life. You must have water of life. And that bread of life and the water of life lies in contacting with the God into expression power, which is light and music of the spheres. Any human soul at which that God power is manifest, that manifested God power is competent to raise our souls which are bound down, and our mind and outgoing faculties, we are identified with them, and then open an inner eye to see the light of God and hear the voice of God. That is to come in contact with the God into expression power, which is life and sound principle. That is the true bread of life and the true water of life. Who can give you a contact with this? Who can give you this bread of life and this water of life? At any human home, that power is manifest. This was referred by Guru Nanak and others. He says, well, look here, you have got the man body, you are fortunate. The purpose of having the man body to have the bread of life and the water of life, which is the true elixir of life and everlasting. Whoever drinks of that or eats out of that, he has the everlasting life. Remain in any religion you like, but where to get this bread of life and the water of life? He says, go to your master. And what is a master? He has got the human soul at which that God power of Christ power is manifest. The God in him, no son of man can do it. The greatness of a master lies in the fact not in telling you how to have the outer badges of a particular school of thought, or how to say prayers, or how to perform certain rites and rituals, that any man, how to give lectures that any man can do after little training. The greatness of a master lies in the fact that he is able to give you a sitting in which raise your souls. But withdraw from outside, then raise your soul above senses, open the inner eye, and you see the light of God, and hear the voice of God, and you testify yourself to the soul. So by parallel study of religions, we find the same truth is given out almost by all masters, of course in their own language. But they have left to that everyone. Now you find this bread of life, he says, remains some religions, but while remaining in any religion, you must learn to die so that you may begin to live. Well, is it possible to die while alive? That we have got even in Christian literature. Saint Paul said, I die daily. Other master said, learn to die 100 times a day. And what is that? That is the dying of the soul from the physical body, rising above into the beyond, that is into the kingdom of God. There you are reborn. First, and they say, you must be reborn. Marvel not, I say unto you, if I say unto you, you must be reborn. So these are the teachings given by all masters from time to time. But the difficulty lies in the way that our souls are under the command of mind, and mind is under the command of the outgoing faculties. We are given up to the pleasures of the outside world so much so that we have identified ourselves with them, and we cannot, we are awake from outside and asleep from within. That very God power is keeping us in the body. And if we have to find it, we have to invite. Where is the closest? When you see within that expanse, you also see that very God power everywhere. So this is how you can find the Christ already within us by withdrawing from outside our attention. And then first to enter this laboratory of the man body, which is the true temple of God, then rise above to be reborn into the kingdom of God. And there are so many mentions in the house of our Father. Macrocosm is in the microcosm of the man body. There are planes, physical planes, astral planes, causal planes, supercausal and beyond, pure spiritual planes, which is the true home of our Father. So first step starts when we just rise above, or we are reborn above this iron curtain of the physical body. If anybody can rise above himself, blessed he is. If not, even in the outward lines we take up, we need somebody who is expert in that line. Such like subjects which are related to the outgoing faculties, and such like subjects where the world philosophies end, then the living starts. Where these outward faculties do not work, you rise above them. Only then that ABC starts. Do you not need anybody to help you there? That is a matter of common sense. You may decide for your own self. In the true terminology of the saints or the masters, they define a blind man who? Not one who has no eyes on the forehead, but whose inner eye is closed. Those who do not see the light of God, they are all, excuse me, blind. When they come to such a master, they are blind before. When he gives them a sitting, his inner eye is open, he sees the light of God. When he comes back, he is the man with eyes. Well, before going to a master, man is deaf. When he gives him a sitting, he begins to hear the music of his fears. He is no more deaf when he comes back. So these are the gifts. This is the greatness of a master lies in the fact that he is competent to give you some bread of life, some water of life, and help you to be reborn, to help you to open the inner eye, to see the light of God and hear the voice of God. Such personalities were few in the past, and even now they are few. But the world is not without them. All humanity is children. The same God power, Christ power works ever since the world began and continues for those children who are hungry. When that hunger arises in anybody, the God who resides in every heart, he just makes arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where he can be given a contact with his own self. Can any son of man do it? No. Only the God manifesting has that power. And such a person is called a master. Christ referred to his disciples. He said what? Blessed are ye who see things what the old prophets and the righteous men could not see. You hear things what the old prophets and the righteous men could not hear. Then you'll find references in the scriptures that our eyes are sealed and our ears are sealed. Unless these seals are broken, we cannot see the light of God and cannot hear the voice of God. Guru Nanak was asked, God is eyes and every heart, who can see Him? He says, those eyes are different, other than these eyes of flesh and bones with which we can see the light of God. Well, what is the difference? Simply of language. Samastha Brahmins, he said, we must be able to see God with our own eyes. We must be hear the voice of God with our own ears. The true definition of a master given by all masters, who can make you audible the music of the spheres within, who can remove the dark veil of darkness when you close your eyes and reveal the light of God. Such a person is called a master. So for that, what they enjoin? They enjoin a life of continence, a control over the outgoing senses. This is the qualification which can enable one to follow the teachings of the masters. In the Sermon on the Mount, what you find? The words that I am quoting, you find in there. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And all other masters said the same thing. Well, God is one, truth is one. Those who have realized, they have said the same thing. If there are any differences within us, these are all man-made. These are all due to the fact, those who have had no personal experience of the truth, they were beating about the bush, not knowing where to lay them down. And Christ said, and all other masters said, we have seen, we bear testimony to it, and the people believe us not. Other masters say, you must listen to the sayings of a master because they see and then say. Not only then say, they are also competent to give us an experience with that very thing. Read the scriptures with us. They are all, what are they? They are a fine record of the experiences of the masters, what they had in their life with God and with themselves. So for that, purity of life is required. You will find those chastity is life and sexuality is death. This body is born of the incorruptible seed. And we are reborn into the beyond by incorruptible seed. These are the references made in the scriptures. We should go further into it to find the truth of what they say. Man body is the highest in all creation. Blessed we are, we have got the man body. And the highest thing before us is to know God. God also resides in us. Nothing we need to put from outside within. That is referred to already in our scriptures. In different languages that are with us today. In the existence of those scriptures, we need somebody who has got the same experience and is competent to give us that experience, that bread of life and the water of life. So Guru Nanak says, don't be deluded simply because you have taken one form of the religion or the other, unless you follow the teachings, what they give. And the teachings given in all religions are based on the experiences of the masters who came from time to time. So unless you understand those teachings, and the right import thereof can only be had those who have got that very experience. So we have due deference for all masters who came in the past. We have very great respect for all scriptures. which are worth in tons of gold and emeralds, but in their existence too, we need somebody who knows the way, who can open our inner eye to see the light of God. So in Christ's life and all masters' life, we find two things. First, God first, kingdom of God within you. You cannot have it by observation. You can have it only by learning to die while alive. You can just enter the kingdom of God when you are reborn. These very teachings have been given in these two. They say, you must be twice born. Reborn or twice born means comes from the same thing. First birth is in the physical body and second into the beyond. So they were competent to give them an experience how to rise above body consciousness. Gave them a mantra to read which shows, which means rise above physical astral causal body and you will see the sun of light, light of sun, always already ablaze within you. So purity of life is the stepping stone to him. And along with that, love of God. It is the misdirected love which is called attachment, which is keeping us in the body and is the cause of our coming again and again. We go where we are attached. That is called attachment. Love is true love, which is called charity, which is already ingrained in our soul. If that is directed towards God, that is true love. God is love, our soul is also love personified, and the way back to God is also love. All masters say, love God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And love thy neighbor. Love all creation. So on the wings of love we can fly to heaven, but with the chastity of life. The chastity of life, we say, we refer to the masters, they were born by not corruptible seed. This is what, not in the case of Christ, it is given that he was born, he was chaste born, you see, sinless born. Similar other masters are spoken of like that in the East. So when they were the embodiment of chastity, pure lives. And what did he say? Well, barren life is no bar to spirituality, if conducted according to the scriptures. What do the scriptures say? Barren life means taking a companion in life who will be with you in the earthly sojourn, whether weal or woe. They should help each other to know God, that is the highest aim of a man's life. For that purpose we have done various schools of thought. One duty may be of begetting children, not 100% duty, mind that. And what the Christ, what scriptures say, you remember, husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church. So two great things in all masters' lives, we find God, contact with God, being mouthpiece of God, they speak as inspired from God, not from the level of the intellect, or feelings, or emotions, or drive inferences, they see and say. They only don't ask to see, but they say, become. That is why you find, be still, physically and intellectually, and know that you are God. So we have great respect for all masters, all son of man and human forms at which that God power, Guru power of Christ power worked and continues to work to guide the child humanity. We are blessed. I wish you happy for Christmas. But in the way, as I told you, if you do it, that would be true celebration of the Christmas day. understand who were they, who they were, what teachings they gave, how to learn to die, how to be reborn, how to open the inner eye and see the light of God. And Christ was, I am the light, I am the way. With these words, I have a great pleasure in addressing you tonight on the Christmas Day, with to the best of my knowledge and experience, and by parent study of religions I have come to know. I have laid it before you for your firm consideration. But mind that remain in any religion you like, unless you sit at the feet of some human bone at which that God power is manifest, the purpose of your joining various schools of thought is not served, because you want to see God. They don't break any religions or introduce new ones. When they come for all the world over. They consider all humans alike. They want us to unravel this mystery of the man body. Great is man. You live in this body, and God also controls you in this body, and the macrocosm is also in the microcosm of the man body. We have known so much about the outward subjects, but for want of practical people, we know little or nothing about our own selves. The great boon, great blessing that we have got in the form of man body, which is the golden opportunity that we have got. So blessed you are, I would say, remain in whatever religion you are, no need of changing religion, but just to be true to your own religions. And true to your own religions is what? To be best of, I know, according to the scriptures, to sit at the feet of somebody who knows the way. Thank you.